Next up, will you leave your kids your wealth when you die? The comedian Lenny Henry has said it's right for rich parents to cut their kids out of inheritance so that they can learn to stick up for themselves. Tough love or totally unfair? Lada Sharma, the commentator, the businesswoman Cathy Martin with us today. Morning, Lada. Morning, Cathy.
Good morning.
What do you think, Lada?
I actually do agree with Lenny Henry, I have to say. But we are talking about people who are multi-millionaires here. We're not talking about the average family. We're talking about multi-millionaires who, I have no doubt, the instinct for every parent, no matter what class you come from, is to provide something for your children after your death. And I think that's perfectly natural and normal. The difference about this, of course, as I've said, is the multi-millionaires. I mean, we're talking about people here like Duncan Valentine, who has six kids, and he has £187 million. You know what I mean? Nobody needs that kind of money. But I am no doubt at all that these people will make sure their children are left secure, but they don't need that amount of money because then those children don't have the aspiration to get up and go.
It's not a nice thing to do as a parent, though, to pass all of your wealth on to your children. Give them a head start in life.
They don't
give them
it.
The most luscious, comfortable life that you can. You can't take it with you. Give it to your kids.
Stephen, you know me well enough to know that I have no problem with parents providing what they need to provide for their children to, you know, get a step up the ladder. If that's a natural and instinctive thing to do. However, I do feel that when there's such an excessive amount of money, you know, there's so many charities out there. Dear God, if they fancy giving it to our welfare system, that would be great at the minute, wouldn't it?
Cathy?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of on the fence, but mostly on the side of I want to leave what I have to my daughter, Valentina, and certainly I already have and put some things aside for her already. As we just said there, you know, we're talking about super, super rich people here.
Absolutely.
You know, really super rich people. The ordinary man and woman, you know, won't have maybe put their kids through private education, which will secure them fantastic jobs and a really great network of business associates for future anyway. You know, these people will have gone to the very best of schools. They'll have been mixing with the right kind of people from a very early age. So I suppose the money is really the icing on their very, very rich and chocolatey cake.
Yeah, absolutely. And that should be quite right. I mean, I think that we actually agree more than we disagree here, to be honest with you. I was looking at Simon Cowell's fortune, which is worth $325 million. The man has one child. That one child is not neat, but, you know, $325 million.
Yeah, but more
I'm
to
sure.
Simon Cowell, really.
You Pardon?
Know, one Simon Cowell's one man, and he doesn't really need the $325 million.
No,
but I think he's professed that he's going to leave his charity, kids and dogs. So lucky dogs.
Lucky dogs, indeed. But you have loads of them here, and I think that's what Lenny Henry's point was: is that when we're talking about people who are in their hundreds of millions, I mean, Nigella Lawson, 15 million, two children. Sting has got six kids. He's got 180 million. All these amounts of money are not necessary. When you look at some of the children out there, like the Hilton sisters, for example, I mean, I don't know what their fortune must be worth, but, you know, some people just don't really know how to own that amount of money without being completely vulgar and crude with it. So I think this is a very decent, fair thing to do. And Lenny Henry's a decent bloke.
Finney's just walked into the studio smelling like a perfume shop. What do you mean?
Do I smell nice today?
No. You
is
smell
that
like
what
a,
you're trying to say?
No, you smell like a concoction.
You smell like feet. We can play this game if you want. Who are you going to leave your 4.5 million wealth to? Was I not meant to say that figure?
Who am I?
Yes, 4.5 million. Who are you going to leave all that money to?
So just to reassure you all at home, he has just plucked a ludicrous figure out of the air.
Correct me then.
Of course he has.
Correct me. What's it? What are you worth at the minute? Come on.
Mind your business.
4.5 million. Deny it. Who are you going to leave that to?
Who am I leaving my money to?
Yes. What about us?
Generally speaking, it's none of anybody's business. You know?
Never mind
exactly,
that.
Lava.
He is paid by the public purse. I pay my TV license. I want to know.
I have decided.
Yes. What do you spend your money on?
Just for the record, this is not legally binding. But I think I might actually share my wealth across the the executive management team of the BBC
because they need the money,
so they can all buy new caravans. What? Because if you think about it, when they're all down, do you not know they all have caravans?
No, they don't.
They all go.
How
in the,
do you know?
They all go on the same summer holidays.
Can I tell you that the last person in the BBC they would invite to their caravan would be you?
No, I wouldn't be invited. But I'm telling you. And so if you go down to wherever it is that they all go with their all their little caravans, and all waving out at each other in the mornings. Seriously. I'm telling you.
Can I just say, it is lovely to have this kind of light conversation, isn't it, in comparison to what we've been going through the
last couple. Some people might not understand, though, seriously, why you wouldn't want to leave everything you have to the person you love.
But you
in fact, why would you do the opposite? Why would you actually say to the person you love, when I croak it, when I die, you're getting absolutely nothing that I own? Why would you do that? You
know, well, that's there's lots of opinions there of the adults and the parents, but you know, there's no one's asked any of these guys' kids how they feel about that. And quite a lot of their kids, you know, Billy Henry, Lenny Henry's daughter is 23. Lots of their kids, Sting's kids, are all grown up. You know, it's. I wonder what the kids would think about their parents' decision and whether they would.
I don't think the children
in any way rejected.
I don't think the children really, first of all, I don't think it's the kids' business what their parents decide to do with their money. And secondly, I am pretty sure that those parents will ensure that their children have got some sort of security before they decide to give their vast amount away to their various charities.
Do you know what my mother does? My mother does my head in.
Yes.
Now watch the next farce, the next pantomime that my mother's involved in, right? So I give my mother money, which I've paid tax on. Right. Okay.
I like the way you felt the need to clarify that.
I did want to clarify that, right?
Yeah, yes.
So I paid tax in order to give my mother some money every month, right?
Yes.
So I give her money every month. What does she do? Because I want her to spend it, all right? I want her to have a good time with it. What has my mother been doing over the last lot of years? I went doolally in the house.
Has your mum been squirreling it away under the mattress?
A couple of weeks ago, I went doolally with her. I went ballistic with her a few weeks ago. So what has she done? So she is putting the money into a bank account.
Well, why not?
Now, why is she putting it in their bank account? For me. And when I get it, what am I going to have to do? Pay inheritance tax on it. So I'm actually going to have to pay tax twice. So I'm paying tax to give it to her. She's then... you couldn't make this up. And she's then... It's not lovely.
She's saving your money to give to you when you need it.
And I kept on telling her, Lada, it is not lovely.
No, it is lovely.
It's not lovely.
She shouldn't do it.
Big Audrey says, I want that money for you. And I said, it's my money. What do you mean you want it from me? I'm giving it to you to spend. So she's essentially giving this money to the tax man.
Yeah, you'd only spend it on McFlurries anyway. I thought it is nice. She's trying to do something nice for you. See, she's just so different from you because she's kind and caring and you're horrible and nasty.
So you've missed the logic here. You missed the logic. The logic is...
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying she is being nice.
Like, I know you're thick.
Right. Is that why I'm your producer?
Oh,
many years have I been on this show?
Six? Seven?
I know
you're
too
thick.
Much.
Have you been on
six or 7 years?
Is it 7 years at Christmas, Garth? Seven at Christmas.
7 years
Garth
at Christmas.
Is seven in October. That's we should get some kind of medal. Never mind giving your money to your mother or anyone. Like, give the money to us.
If you make 10 years, you can have some of my money.
That is a completely natural thing for your mum to do, to take that money, and there, God bless her, she wants to save it for you. I mean, that is an instinctive
but
thing.
It's mine already, and I'm having to pay inheritance tax on it.
She's given it to her. It's hers, so she can do with it what she wants.
That's a very fair point.
Yes, I know.
What would you spend it on anyway? 4.5 million. What are you going to do with that money?
If I had 4.5 million, what would I do?
That's just one account. He has many.
If I did have that amount of money...
What's in your offshore?
Which I do not. I would buy a house in Santa Monica.
Uh-huh.
I would buy an S-Class.
Uh-huh. Can you wake me up when you've finished?
What else would I buy? Would I buy a gastric band? I'd buy a personal trainer to live with me.
To waken up.
But what about the exercise?
I'd buy a personal trainer to waken up with me in the mornings, right?
To waken up with you?
Yes, right.
That's a wee bit close.
Right.
It's a bit unusual.
And to basically say, you're not eating that packet of crisps, you're not eating that packet of chocolate, so you're training right now.
Yes.
Right? Even before I got my clothes on, I'd be training.
Right.
Well, I hope you wouldn't be eating chocolate crisps before you get your clothes on, Stephen.
He eats the chocolate crisps in the bed, Cathy.
Mike and Carrickfergus. Good morning, Mike.
Morning. I'm still laughing like we're saying that.
It's true.
That's not a nice image, Stephen, to be honest.
Like, you never know, Mike. There might be some personal trainers listening to this now thinking, I'd like to live with Nolan for a couple of months. You never know.
They might have said 4.5 million to spend on
4.5? Can you believe that?
I do not have that amount of money.
Well, he does 9 shows a week, so that's where he gets the money from. 4.5.
That's underestimated what they have there, I think.
That's one account. Yeah, I keep telling you, that's one account. There's multiple offshores.
I'm driving nearly a 4-year-old car.
But that's because, well, that's your own decision.
Carry on, Mike.
What I was going to say was, I think Lenny Henry is just full of it, you know, because if you work hard and make a lot of money in your time, and, you know, you don't do it for yourself, it's fair enough to give some of your money to family or something, you know, when you're gone or whatever. In fact, not when you're gone, do it when you're still alive, actually. What's the point? But leave your children money, and if you can't trust your children to know what to do with that money and how to look after that money and that responsibility, then as a parent, you haven't done a very good job, to be honest.
Mike, thank you. Norman and Barry. Oh, here's Norman.
Hi, Stephen.
Norman, do you know every time you come on, Vinny rolls his eyes? I just want to.
Norman, that's not true.
I just want to share this with you, Norman.
That's not true.
He actually rolls his eyes every time you come on the radio.
Let me correct you, Norman. Norman texted my program a couple of times last night, and I read them out. Yes. So don't pretend that I don't like it when Norman gets in touch.
In other words, you're a hypocrite. Carry on, Norman.
Yes. Stephen, a message for you first of all.
Yes.
There's no pockets on the shroud. You can't take it with you.
Yes.
So. Spend your money while you're here.
Do you know what I might do today, Norman? I might actually go out and buy a new car today. Because I could croak it next week.
Of course you help your children while you're living.
Yes.
But children nowadays, they don't save. They don't care whether they work or not, because they'll get my dad's house and they'll get his money when he dies. So my advice to people is spend your money now while you're living.
Spend.
Give them nothing.
You can't take it with you.
I know, but it's... But
And if you leave it to your children, they'll pay it up the wall. So they'll squander it.
What did he just say?
They'll pay it up the wall. Beer money. Beer money.
Norman, yes, that's a bit
beer
much.
Money.
Beer money, Norman.
Yes. And that's what they'll do.
I think if you were really wealthy and you were lucky enough to have kids, I think it would be really beautiful, for example, to say to your kid when he was 18, there's a new car at the front door, if you were really wealthy.
Mm-hmm. But they will do all that.
But if you look at the back of them, Stephen, they don't need to work. They'll get my dad's money when he kicks the bucket. So, well, the same with the Royals. They don't have to work.
I'll have you know, I was reading this the other day. David Beckham's son works in a coffee shop.
That's true. That's right.
He works in a coffee shop in London.
I'm widely read.
That's what we should. But teaching the children to work for anything you get in life.
That's right.
Robert in Belfast. Morning, Robert.
Good morning. Is that Mr. Nolan has the biggest bank account in the country?
4.5.
I think it's the show.
That's fantastic.
Most listened to show.
Mr. Nolan, I would like to know that Mahé Island that you have down there, that would make a quite a holiday home for people unemployed and disabilities and other things. They could maybe get down there for a bit of recreation.
They could all come down and.
You could rent it out.
You know what, you're just living in two, just leave the door open.
And I'd like to know, Mr. Nolan, could you not go on to Stormont and bail them out and Stormont with the wealth that they carry?
Just come into my head for me to share with you. Do you know what some man actually did? Talking about leaving my door open. You know what some man did last week?
Yes.
Stopped the car in the middle of the road in front of my car. In the middle of a road.
But that's because you drive a big tank.
Listen, got out of the car.
Yes.
Wrapped my window.
Why not?
Right? Blocking my car in. I put the window down. I thought there was something wrong. Started talking to me. In the middle of a road!
He just wanted to talk to you. Nothing wrong with that. License free pair. The biggest show in the country.